In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Grace and peace be with you from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. Good morning, and welcome to our churches of St. Catherine and St. Margaret for our service of home worship on this, the sixth Sunday after Trinity. It is lovely to have you with us. Let us pray. Father of glory, holy and eternal, look upon us now in power and mercy. May your strength overcome our weakness, your radiance transform our blindness, and your spirit draw us to that love, shown and offered to us by your Son, our Saviour Jesus Christ. Amen. As we come into the presence of our Heavenly Father, let us seek his forgiveness of our sins, that we may know his peace in our hearts. Lord Jesus, you have shown us the way to the Father. Lord, have mercy. Lord Jesus, you have given us knowledge of your truth. Christ, have mercy. Lord Jesus, you are the good shepherd leading us to life. Lord, have mercy. May Almighty God have mercy upon us, forgive us our sins, and bring us to everlasting life. Amen. Alleluia, alleluia. Glory be to God on high. Alleluia to the Saviour who has gained the victory. Alleluia to the Spirit, fount of love and sanctity. Alleluia, alleluia, to the triune majesty. Let us pray. Merciful God, you have prepared for those who love you such good things as pass our understanding. Pour into our hearts such love toward you, that we, loving you in and above all things, may obtain your promises, which exceed all that we can desire. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who is alive and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God, now and for ever. Amen. A reading from the book of the prophet Isaiah. For as the rain and the snow come down from heaven, and do not return there until they have watered the earth, making it bring forth and sprout, giving seed to the sower and bread to the eater, so shall my words be that goes out from my mouth. It shall not return to me empty, but it shall accomplish that which I purpose, and succeed in the thing for which I sent. For you shall go out in joy, and be led back in peace. The mountains and the hills before you shall burst into song, and all the trees of the field shall clap their hands. Instead of the thorn shall come up the cypress, instead of the briar shall come up the myrtle, and it shall be to the Lord for a memorial, for an everlasting sign that shall not be cut off. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. The response to Psalm 65. Happy are those whom you choose to live in your courts. You visit the earth and water it. You greatly enrich it. The river of God is full of water. You provide the people with grain, for so you have prepared it. Happy are those whom you choose to live in your courts. You water its furrows abundantly, settling its ridges, softening it with showers, and blessing its growth. You crown the year with your bounty, your wagon tracks overflow with richness. Happy are those whom you choose to live in your courts. The pastures of the wilderness overflow, the hills gird themselves with joy. The meadows clothe themselves with flocks, The valleys deck themselves with grain. They shout and sing together for joy. Happy are those whom you choose to live in your courts. A reading from Paul's letter to the Romans. There is therefore now no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus. For the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus has set you free from the law of sin and death. For God has done what the law, weakened by the flesh, could not do. By sending his own Son in the likeness of sinful flesh, and to deal with sin, he condemned sin in the flesh, so that the just requirement of the law might be fulfilled in us, who walk not according to the flesh, but according to the Spirit. For those who live according to the flesh set their minds on the things of the flesh, but those who live according to the Spirit set their minds on things of the Spirit. To set the mind on the flesh is death, but to set the mind on the Spirit is life and peace. For this reason, the mind that is set on the flesh is hostile to God. It does not submit to God's law. Indeed, it cannot. And those who are in the flesh cannot please God. But you are not in the flesh, you are in the Spirit, since the Spirit of God dwells in you. Anyone who does not have the Spirit of Christ does not belong to him. But if Christ is in you, though the body is dead because of sin, the Spirit is life because of righteousness. If the Spirit of him who raised Jesus from the dead dwells in you, he who raised Christ from the dead will give life to your mortal bodies also through his Spirit that dwells in you. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia. But as for what was sown on good soil, this is the one who hears the word and understands it, who indeed bears fruit and yields. Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia. Listen to the Gospel of Christ according to Saint Matthew. Glory to you, O Lord. That same day, Jesus went out of the house and sat beside the lake. Such great crowds gathered around him that he got into a boat and sat there, while the whole crowd stood on the beach. And he told them many things in parables, saying, Listen. A sower went out to sow, and as he sowed, some seeds fell on the path, and the birds came and ate them up. Other seeds fell on rocky ground, where they did not have much soil, and they sprang up quickly, since they had no depth of soil. But when the sun rose, they were scorched, and since they had no root, they withered away. Other seeds fell among thorns, and the thorns grew and choked them. Other seeds fell on good soil, and brought forth grain, some 100-fold, some 60, some 30. Let anyone with ears listen. Hear then the parable of the sower. When anyone hears the word of the kingdom and does not understand it, the evil one comes and snatches away what is sown in the heart. This is what was sown on the path. As for what was sown on rocky ground, this is the one who hears the word and immediately receives it with joy. Yet such a person has no root, but endures only for a while. And when trouble or persecution arises on account of the word, that person immediately falls away. As for what was sown among thorns, this is the one who hears the word, but the cares of the world and the lure of wealth choke the word, and it yields nothing. But as for what was sown on good soil, This is the one who hears the word and understands it, who indeed bears fruit and yields, in one case 100-fold, in another 60, and in another 30. This is the gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, O Christ. Today, Matthew speaks of a farmer sowing seeds. Some fall on a path and are eaten by birds. Others fall where there are rocks, but little soil. So even though the plants could grow quickly, the sun dries them and they die from lack of soil. Then we hear of the seeds that fall among the weeds and the thorns, which stop the seeds from growing. And finally, Matthew speaks of the seeds that fall on good soil and grow. Everything Matthew speaks of is understandable. So what is the parable trying to teach us? Firstly, it shows the different ways that people respond to their faith, and also questions ourselves as to which best describes each one of us. The first way of responding to God is represented by the path. The path is ground that has become so hard that the seed doesn't have a chance to grow. The next style of response spoken about in the parable is a shallow person. Not shallow in their personality, but shallow in their faith, as they accept God's message and accept it well at first, but when they are taken out of the safe environment, or for example their church or workplace, then things become very different. It is possible that the last thing they would want to do is stand up and be counted as a Christian. But what happens if people in work don't share the same Christian values? Do we stick to our faith, or do we become weak in our faith? Strangely enough, it is when we are most weak that God helps us the most, as being a Christian is not something that we do on our own or in our own strength. The third type of person could be called the distracted, as they listen to God's word and started to put it into practice, but then they let all the distractions of this life build up around them and choke their faith, just as the weeds and thorns stop the seeds from growing. The final group of people are fruitful people. These are people who let God's word fully into their lives and allow it to do its work, changing them into the kind of people God wants them to be. God wants to make us more like Jesus, being people who not only hear God's word, but retain God's word. On hearing the parable and the explanation, we now need to think about how we, not only as individuals and Christians, can be the seeds that fell in the good soil, and ask how do we improve our relationship with God. The answer may be, if we are the seeds of the good soil, we should be attempting to help the people represented by the other seeds through living out our Christian faith in our thoughts, words, and actions. In other words, we are communicating with people. Communication is so important, as just showing an act of kindness or inquiring about someone who has been ill could be all it takes to help someone who has fallen by the wayside return to their faith. Faith is one of those parts of our lives that we don't just need to work at now and again. Faith is something we need to work at constantly. One important aspect of developing our faith is through prayer, which is an opportunity for two-way communication. Communication between us and God. A conversation with God, where we can talk to Him about our happiness, our sadness, our loneliness, our worries, and where we can also ask Him for help, direction, and guidance in our lives. God is someone we can talk to about anything, and someone we can turn to for help. The wonderful thing about God is that no matter what we say to Him, He never fails to listen. The parable teaches us about trust, because when we trust Jesus, he will teach us, and through us following his teachings, we will change, because Jesus will change us. An anagram of the word team is mate, a friend, and that is what Jesus is to us, our friend, as long as we keep reminding ourselves that we too need to improve our listening skills so that we continue to be taught by Jesus. If we want to be taught by Jesus, we need to remind ourselves that the seeds in the parable were equal in their makeup. It was the soil where they fell that allowed them to grow differently. Now we need to ask ourselves one question. Which kind of soil are we like? Amen. In the power of the Holy Spirit and in union with Christ, let us bring our praise for the Church and for the world to our Heavenly Father. We pray for the Church throughout the world, for the leaders of the Church, among them Mary our Bishop. We pray for the clergy and people of our diocese and for our own ministry area, that the Church may faithfully work with Christ to proclaim the saving love of God to the world. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. We pray for the people of the world, for the victims of violence and oppression, for all suffering the effects of natural disaster, and for those suffering from conflict, famine or drought. May the leaders of the nations be led by the Spirit to bring peace and hope where there is conflict and despair. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. We pray for our own community, for our families, friends and neighbours. We give thanks for all who serve the needs of the vulnerable. May we persevere in the ways of Christ, bringing hope and peace to those in need around us. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. We pray for all who are in need, for those who are sick, for those who are bereaved, for the lonely and isolated, and for all in any kind of need. We hold in our hearts before God those known to us who are in need at this time, and all whose names are recorded in our intercession books. Relieve them according to their need, strengthen them with your Holy Spirit, and console them with the love of Christ. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. We pray for all who have died. We remember before God our own departed loved ones, and we pray for the recently departed and those whose anniversary of death falls at this time. Welcome them and all the departed into the eternal joy and peace of your heavenly kingdom. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. We bring all our prayers to our Heavenly Father as we pray together. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power and the glory, for ever and ever. Amen. Jesus said, "Peace I bequeath to you, my own peace I give you, a peace the world cannot give. This is my gift to you." The peace of the Lord be with you and with all those whom you love, and also with you. Let us pray. Lord Jesus, you have taught us that what we do for the least of our brothers and sisters we do also for you. Give us the will to be the servants of others, as you were the servant of all, and gave up your life and died for us, but are alive and reign, now and for ever. Amen. Before our blessing and final hymn, may I take this opportunity to thank you for joining with us this week, and hope you will be able to join with us once again next week. And also wishing you a peaceful and blessed week. The Lord be with you, and also with you. The peace of God, which is beyond all understanding, guard your hearts in the knowledge and the love of God, and of his Son, Jesus Christ. Amen. Let us go in peace to love and serve the Lord. In the name of Christ. Amen.